Blog Talk Radio.
Jay from the Network of Christian Psychics.com, and I welcome you tonight, and I welcome the people that are in the caller queue, which we got a full queue, and I welcome all the people in our chat room. Please enjoy the chat room. I remember when I used to come to BTR about 4 or 5 years ago, and the chat room was a lot of fun if you want to make it and have fun there. So feel free to chat away, and I hope you enjoy the show. Tonight, a featured reader is Ellen, and she's on the line with me, I believe. Ellen, are you there?
I am, Reverend Jay. Hello.
Hi, Ellen. How are you doing this week?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm good. How was your 4th of July?
It was great. Family, friends, food, Walking Dead marathon. Awesome. How was yours?
It was great. Did you see a lot of fireworks?
Yeah, we had a little problem on July 3rd. Down here in where I live in Orlando, they have this thing called Red Hot and Boom, and it was so rainy and cloudy we didn't see them. But the 4th we could see just from our house, which was good. Panoramic view.
We actually had some kids do some fireworks in the street here. I didn't actually plan on seen any, but they were out there, and actually they had some pretty nice toys or fireworks.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, they were a lot more than sparklers, let me tell you. So the new thing I've heard now by a couple of teachers are starting to say that the shift is happening now in July. I actually felt like it was going to start in August, so if you're going through some potential changes, you might be tapping into that. I noticed I have some, I don't do a lot with crystals, but I do a little bit, and my moldavite has activated. And you use crystals, don't you, Ellen?
Yeah, I sure do. It helps boost the energy.
Yeah, so have you noticed an increase in your crystals?
They seem a little more talkative, especially the quartz. For me, the quartz has been, the quartz and the hematite have been going off the chain.
Well, the quartz for me too. I was given what they call the Palladian key, but I'm still haven't been told what I'm going to utilize it for. But that's what they called it, and it was a gift from somebody who I also gifted healing to. So I'm excited to, you know, by the end of the year, I guess it's going to come to me what's supposed to happen with that Palladian key. So it's, I'm laughing to myself thinking, oh, great, I got the key to the, hopefully to a treasure box.
That's cute.
Yeah. So we got lots of callers in the queue, and I just want to tell everybody it's a two-hour show, so we're gonna read everybody, and we've got plenty of time, so just stay on the line, and the chat room's starting to fill up, so I guess we should probably get right into the show. You all set with that, Ellen?
I'm ready.
Okay, great. I guess the first caller we're going to do is 781. 781, you're on the air.
Hello. Hi. This is Bryn. My name is Bryn.
Hi, Bryn. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Massachusetts. Yeah, Arlington, Massachusetts. Yeah.
Do you have a question for us, Bryn?
Yeah, I hope that's the right question. I just wanted to know if there's anything my guides or angels are trying to get me to hear or do, or at least hear from them, but that I haven't been listening to. Is there anything I should know?
Immediately I'm getting focus, focus, focus. Mm-hmm. Are you not paying attention? I think what they're saying is that you're trying to communicate as a leader, but you're a little bit unfocused. Does that sound familiar?
That could be, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pass you on to Ellen, and I'm going to see
what
she has.
What do they mean by focus, though? I mean, what does that mean in terms of being a leader? What do you mean?
It has to do with communicating correctly and defining what you're actually trying to achieve. And I think you're a little bit scattered. Not that you're massively scattered. Not that you're massively. You can't hear me at all?
Go ahead. You're breaking up a bit.
Yeah, you are, Jay.
I called into the, when I called into the show, that's interesting. It was breaking up when I called into the show, and I called back in and I got a much clearer connection. So that's interesting. I'll pass you on to Ellen then, since you can't hear me.
Okay. I can hear you. I can hear you. You were in the middle of saying something.
Who, me or Jay?
No, Jay. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what I want to say, then Jay will probably, definitely come back. I feel what he's doing. He's focusing more.
Okay.
The first thing I heard when you mentioned that, I heard snap out of it. Snap out of it. And I think what's happening is that you're really not too connected with everything and the people around you. I mean, I get it, because when we have issues, we always withdraw so much. But I think what's happening is that you're just withdrawn so much, you're disconnecting not only from the divine, but also from, like, people around you or things around you.
Huh.
You don't notice much when you walk down the street. You don't notice much when you wake up. You just are going through the paces.
Yeah, I can relate to that. So what do I do? I mean, slap out of it is like, what does that mean?
Well,
luckily
I don't have to slap you. That's good. So what that means, is, and in tandem with Jay's focus, is what I'd like you to we'd like you to do, is if you would find something, do you have like an interest or hobby that you like, reading?
I read. I do painting. I'm a foot reflexologist, massage
therapist. Oh, awesome. Then you should be...
Yeah,
so what you need to do is when you paint, really focus on one thing. Because when you're doing your reflexology, I'm a massage therapist myself, so I've done it.
Yeah.
Not like really to the degree that you do, but I know what's what. And the thing is, you really need to focus on the energy that you're putting into your clients, too.
Right.
I just think you've gone through a pretty hard time and that you just kind of withdrew a little bit. So you kind of need to focus more when you paint, find something, but just don't look at it, really look at it. Find interesting features. Because what's happening is I'm getting that you're just withdrawing into your little shell, which is okay. Everybody should. You know, everyone wants to take time to withdraw, regroup, you know, refocus, re-energize.
I mean, I just came off a week of doing a lot of work in New York City, so I was like
tired
working on clients. So maybe that's why I'm withdrawn. You know,
it could be too. And also, do you get your energy out? I remember what I did is I'd wash my hands under cold water after each client.
Yeah, I do that. I also do
and hug a tree.
sometimes I take a saltwater bath and all that.
Yeah, that's really good. You need to keep doing that and try to really refocus your energy, because I think also what could be happening is that you're taking in way too much of your clients. There's nothing wrong with taking in your clients' energy, putting out good energy, feeding back and forth. But I think that the not negative as in horrible, negative as why they're there to see you to relax, is getting too much into your system. And as a massage therapist, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Right. I know also that I am going through a Saturn return.
Mm-hmm.
That tends to, that can tend to slow things or
it does.
Get
it doesn't.
Also, I know Saturn today into tomorrow is turning direct, so I know...
Mm-hmm.
That has an effect, too, astrologically speaking.
Isn't Saturn the treasure planet, or is that Jupiter, the money planet? One of them is
Jupiter
money.
Jupiter is
the money planet.
Yeah.
I'm more focused on Mercury when it goes retrograde.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Well, also, that affects me, too, because I have a lot of Gemini in my chart,
mm-hmm.
and I know Mercury is retrograde. Now, it just recently went, and that can tend to make you internal, and so, because
exactly.
It internalizes, you know, and I have, like, a lot of Gemini, so I don't know.
What's your sun sign?
Cancer.
Cancer. Well, that explains the shell.
Yeah.
talked about earlier. But also, don't forget, Cancer is like to scuttle. Sometimes you don't face something head on. You kind of scuttle sideways. Which can be good if you want to just check it out and regroup and, you know, kind of see what the issue is. But a lot of times, instead of scuttling and regrouping or focusing, as it were, you keep going to the side and you never really directly heal or confront your issue, which is normal for you guys. I'm a Taurus.
Haven't I healed anything, you think?
You've been healing pretty well, but I think what's happening is that you hit a stagnation point. And it might have something to do with the changes Jay and I were talking about at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if you can get a little bit more grounded and kind of just really get your body and your being rooted in with the earth.
Right.
I know I'm spoken like a true earth sign over here. But
sure,
the water is good, too, because it's cleansing and it's changing and it's motion. But the earth, you need more earth in you. You really need to get some of that grounding in.
Yeah, that's true. Does Jay have anything more about, or maybe that's it?
Jay?
Yeah, thank you, Ellen. Yeah, what comes more into focus for me is that you need to do some self-nurturing, taking care of yourself, number one. And then the second thing is with the communicating vision, they're saying that the scatteredness is that you lack some direction in what you really want. And I think it's important for you. They're saying that it would be a good idea for you to do two things. To do a gratitude list is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you're really grateful for. And
right.
Want you to switch up. And they're saying switch it up every time that you I don't know if you have or suffer from, like, down or sad times or depression.
Yeah, I get it. Well, depression, it happens in my life, yeah.
Okay. So those are, the reason why that's happening is because you're not switching up when it's happening. You're staying in or you're bringing it forward. So what you want to do is as soon as you, I know that your work depletes your energy. To revitalize that, just you need to focus on your gratitude list, and you need to focus on your vision of what you're looking forward in. You know, like if it's your art and you want public recognition, then move forward towards that. And I'm getting confirmation that you could actually have public recognition. I don't know if it's for the art, but they're saying that you could have public recognition for something. Hold on a second. I'll see if it's for... yeah, it actually is for your art. And they're saying that, give birth to your dreams because you really aren't dreaming forward. And so... if you can just take those few things that I told you, like
do the gratitude list and
do a vision, board of what you actually want to, what is it you can actually lead your life to where it's going to be more than you can believe. And I actually got by December, you could really have a big shift. So, but it's a choice, and if you could switch when you're starting to feel low energy, do you salt bath? Do you take any salt
bath? Yeah, I do that. I could do it more often, but I do it, yeah.
Okay, because I think that will help you in your cleansing, too. So, and your nurturing. You have to nurture yourself and choose your happiness, whatever it is. And I hope that helps.
No,
and
thank you very much. And,
you're welcome.
Thanks for your time. I didn't want to keep it too long. But
Anytime. You know where we are every Sunday night, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right.
And Jay and I are both. Jay and I are both available for private readings.
Oh, great.
At the network of ChristianPsychics.com.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you both,
have a good night.
Yeah, very helpful. Thank you. Take care now.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah.
Yeah, same to you.
Yeah, that was a great reading. I like when we start out with something interesting. And we're going to move right on because we do have a full caller queue. And we are going to get to everybody. And remember that we have a full 2 hours. So everybody just hang tight and we'll get to you. The next one is going to be a 229 number. 229, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you, Mr. Jay, for taking my call.
Hi, is this Melvin?
Yes, sir. This is me.
Oh, hey.
Recognize your face. How is it going, Melvin?
Probably about the same since I've spoken with you. Both of you are.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see. I have more than one question, but I don't want to waste time. I really. I'm really concerned about school, and I'm also concerned about my health. I recently got out of the hospital about a week and a half ago, and just test that was ran on me, but it came out positive. I mean, everything's straight on my heart. But I just wanted to know, like, as far as my career, finances, whatever you all can tell me on that, because I'm trying to get in school next month. And,
I just asked Melvin, and they told me that you are going to be able to go to school, so that is going to be coming up, and I'm going to pass you right on to Ellen and see what she has to say.
Okay.
Well, I feel school too, but with your health, I'm feeling that a huge percent of that is just, well, stress. And
yes,
it's just weighing on you so heavy. And with the proper relaxation techniques, or even like a, do you ever walk or bicycle ride or something like that? Because they're saying you should do some more walking.
Yeah, I go walking in the park. It's a little lake around the park, and I go walking, you know, sometimes. I haven't been in a while.
Yeah, you need to do that. You just set, like, a schedule, like if you do it in the morning before you get, you know, before you start your day or the evening to close your day, because what's happening is that you're staying stationary and you're depressed, which I get, which we understand. It's just that you need to kind of keep up, like, the flow of things.
Yes, ma'am.
To keep going forward. And I can feel that you're going to get back into school next month.
Okay. Do you know how that's going to take place?
I'm sorry?
Do you know how that's going to take place? When would I know? Because I have submitted my FAFSA and registration form to the college, the same one that I did before.
Well, you'd have to know before the semester starts, so I'd say in the next couple weeks.
Okay, because the semester starts, I think, on the 15th.
Yeah.
Next month, yes, ma'am.
Right.
But the thing is, my problem is I do owe the college like $1,600.
Right.
And they won't let me register until I pay that. Will that be something that would be a concern?
It is important, but I think that you can go to the Dean of Students and work out something with him. You might want to do that right away. The other thing I'm getting for you, Melvin, is there someone in your life, a female?
Well, no, not right now. I did have a female that was staying with me. I haven't heard from her in about 4 or 5 months, about 4.5 months. We were just friends.
I feel like there's a female that's going to be entering your life, and I don't know if she's going to be the assistance that you need or the help you get out of your doldrums, but I do see a female stepping forward, and I think she's going to bring some happiness into your life. So what I would do is I would contact the Dean of Students and square that away right away. Remember, when you're authentic, we're now in a time period that the more authentic you are in your truth, the more responsive it is in the world. So when you're acting from your heart and love, you're going to manifest the things that you want, because that is the reality now. So I hope that you can convey correctly to the Dean of Students the necessity for you to finish your degree, that you're so close, and, you know, you might have to work out a payment plan.
That would be great. Yes, sir. Yes. That would be great for me. But this female, do I know this woman?
Does she know
her? Is this someone, like, or is just helping me, or a relationship type situation?
No, it's going to be a relationship type of situation, but she's going to help you mentally. Does he know her already? No, you don't know her yet. So this is somebody who's going to be stepping forward. Do you go to church?
Yes, sir.
I feel like somebody that you're going to meet at church. They said church is what I heard, so I would investigate that, and I would be open to the opportunity. So
okay.
I hope we helped you, Melvin, and we got a really lot of people in the queue, so we're going to go on, and feel free to give us a call next week, 6 to 8. We appreciate your call.
Okay, thank both of you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Yeah, I think he's going to be able to work that out. He just has to be really authentic when he goes in and tries to straighten his money out. Okay, let's go right on to the next caller, which is a 901 caller. 901, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, Ellen. Hi, Reverend J.
Hey.
Hi, who's this?
Hey.
Where are you calling
from? I'm calling from Tennessee.
Oh,
and my name is Anna.
Anna, okay. Anna,
yes.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I have a lot going on in the past few weeks, and I'm just wondering, is there a message from the divine?
You're wondering if what?
Is there a general message for me from my spirit guides or guardian angels?
Yeah, I'm actually getting a little bit of a message that says you need to balance, and that you need to do things in moderation rather than overextending yourself on too many things. So
okay.
That's initially what I'm getting for you, and I'm going to pass you right on to Ellen because I know she's got, they're saying that Ellen's got something important to tell you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it told me to keep faith.
Okay, all right.
Totally.
I can identify with that.
It's just like, I don't know, it feels like I know you're going through a lot of churning, a lot of changes,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
there's a reason for all that. And
okay.
I think it's more of a cleansing process than anything.
Okay, all righty. Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Jay.
Well, Anna, also the other thing that I'm mm-hmm. getting, are you waiting to do something?
Well, right now on the forefront is just my trip. I'm planning a trip in August. So I'm hoping that goes well.
That is, okay, I guess that's what they were saying, that,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're going to have an energy burst in August, and it's
mm-hmm.
the waiting kind of thing is going to be over. So what's going to happen for you is you're going to step into like a time-speed thing where once you do this trip, the rest of the year will just fly by, and you'll
okay.
be like, oh, my God. Yeah, it's going to be
mm-hmm.
good, and it's I really feel like what Alan said was really important. And that's
okay.
keeping that faith that
mm-hmm.
you're on the right path, that things are going the way they're supposed to be. And it's all positive as far as I see. I don't see any bumps or, you know, big bumps. There might be a little play time or, you know, a little difficulty right before
mm-hmm.
your trip. But it's going to be
okay.
minor. Just give it to God. Remember, the thing that we have to do now, another thing that we have to do, and this is for everybody, is we have to surrender to what's out of our control. So if you can't
yeah.
control it, surrender. Don't
it's
try to
okay.
bring, yeah, don't try to force it or, you know, bring
mm-hmm.
more chaos in through anger or hatred or disgust or whatever. And
okay.
That's for you, too, and for everybody else that's listening. So I mm-hmm. hope that helps, Anna. And we're gonna move right on. And feel free to call us
okay.
anytime you want.
Well,
we're on.
Thank you.
Six. Yeah, you're welcome. And for
yes,
everybody
thank
that, you. We're We're available for private readings at the network of ChristianPsychics.com. You can make appointments. Lots of times, if it's not during the showtime and stuff, you can call and get a reading right away. So feel free to contact us. The next caller we're going to take, Ellen, is a 256 area code. 256, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Kimberly calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
And what was your first name?
It's Kimberly.
Kimberly.
Oh, Kimberly.
Yeah.
It broke up, the telephone. That's my name.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Kimberly. So I'm going to pass you right on to Ellen, and I
okay.
know she's got a message for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
How you doing? Did you move to Georgia yet?
No, that's been a couple of weeks. I'm looking for a place now. I was trying to do it myself, but I found an agent that's actually helping me find
awesome.
A place because my number one priority is safety, and I'm not from that place, so I'm in the process of doing that now.
So did you get the job?
Well, yeah, I got a job, but Reverend Jay was telling me that another one was coming to look for some more, so I applied for some more, but yeah, I'm hired as a high school teacher right now.
Awesome.
Right. Very cool. So what's your question, Kimberly?
Oh, the question is, am I doing the right thing by letting this guy help me find a place? Because when I was trying to do it, I was just getting overwhelmed.
Right.
What's his name? Do you know? His first name?
Yeah, his name is Jason.
I don't see anything terribly wrong with it, but if you're uncomfortable, I'm sure there's a billion other real estate agents that could help you.
Okay.
I mean, I don't see anything
okay.
dangerous or weird about it. I just think that you have some kind of misgivings for some reason. But if you do and you're really uncomfortable, then change agents. You don't have to stay with that one.
Okay.
Because I think the fire alarms in your belly are going off for whatever reason. So I've always been one to trust my gut instinct because every time you ignore it, something happens.
Okay.
I'm kind of getting, Kimberly, that he's okay too. But I feel like you're having misgivings about him. Has he come on to you?
No, it's nothing like that. I think what you're picking up is that I'm trying to do this on my own, and I'm getting a little flustered because I just talked to him today. I mean, he hasn't done anything for me yet.
Well?
And I just want to know, I'm trying to find, like, the safest place for my son and I to live.
Right.
That's the biggest issue, and I was just trying to enlist some help.
I think it's going to work out. You remember that you want to create positive energy towards it. So, you
okay.
know, send him positive energy and say, you know, and communicate to the universe. I want the best and highest interest of mine to be fulfilled in my housing so my son and I can be safe. And know that you'll only accept what's in your best and highest interest, and it will step forward for you.
Okay.
Any last words, Ellen?
No, but if you're really feeling misgivings or doubts about it, there are other people that can help you. And also, if you meet, you know, some of your, if you met any of the faculty there, you can always get referrals and stuff, too.
Okay. Okay.
Lastly, Kimberly, I just, you know, they came in and said, be happy, you're going to have a good family life. So,
okay.
Yeah, so keep your feelers out for that other job because I still feel like there's one out there that you, I don't know if you've missed it or if it's right around the corner.
Well,
so,
like I said, when you told me to apply for some more, that's what I did.
Okay, good. You'll have to let us know how it goes.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Reverend Jay. Thank you, Ellen. Have
You're
a great
welcome.
Evening.
You too.
Yeah, bye-bye, Kimberly.
Bye.
Yeah, that's great. Everything that we told her came it has come to fruition. I'm really happy for her. I still feel like there's another job out there for her. We'll go right on, Ellen, to 857. 857, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, good evening. This is Melissa. I'm calling from Boston.
Hey, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
I do have a question. For the last couple of years, since I've been with my husband, my in-laws have been very difficult. And he has children from a previous relationship, and they have done whatever they could do to kind of get in the way and block any real relationship efforts. Recently, one of my stepchildren have been kind of getting into some trouble, and my husband isn't really here all the time, so I didn't want to take on the responsibility of being the primary caregiver for this particular child, and I told my in-laws no, but I would still be a resource if you know you needed help, finding after-school enrichment programs or whatever, and one of my sister-in-laws and my mother-in-law was very upset, and I just wanted to know if this is going to create any further risk. Because I've said no.
I'm going to pass it right on to Ellen because I hear her breathing.
Well, I'm glad I'm breathing, Jay. That's always been a thing on this air, Melissa. I get whatever, then I get this breathing, and usually I get text saying, stop breathing. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, oh, stop breathing into the microphone. Anyway, no matter what you do, Melissa, it's going to go like this. They have this mindset that they, you know, want to push everything off on everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, but no matter what you do, even if you took on the issue, they still have a problem with it. But I think that I'm feeling that, you know, offering yourself as a resource and help is the best you can do.
Okay.
Because, like I said, no matter what you do, they're going to come up with something. You can spit gold coins and they'll find a problem with it. But you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why are they so upset that I've said no?
That's what they do. I mean, some people, it's like when you go on the internet and you read comments, some people just feel it's their duty to make everybody as miserable as they are. And that's what they do. And they find fault and misery with everything and everybody.
But I have a feeling
you need to stick to your guns.
Okay.
Melissa, what I'm getting for you is similar to what Ellen was saying. The thing is this. If you want a happy home life, you have to choose it. You have to help organize, and you do have to assist to a degree in structure. And I think that's what is it a he?
Yeah.
I feel that he is lacking discipline and structure. And that, it does, even if the, you know, you're, husband isn't there, it's necessary for you to participate on a level that brings harmony in your home. So instead of challenging the child to do something, assist him in making good choices. It's more like fostering. Instead of, you know, if you foster correct behavior and say, well, you know, I understand you're doing this and this is the result. But, you know, if you did this, this would be a better result, and you would be happier in the long run. It doesn't mean that you have to say, you're grounded, you have to go to your room, you don't get to use your TV, or stuff like that, because that doesn't actually work. What works is empowerment, and that comes through fostering correct behavior. And lots of times, unstructured or undisciplined children can't really grasp what they're missing as far as making sensible choices. So it's important that you do step up, even though you don't want to step up as a disciplinarian. You want to step up as a fostering, caring individual. And if you take on that position, your harmony in your home will be much, much better. And he will come to see you as a better caretaker and have a little less negativity about home life. Do you get that?
Yeah. Can I interject for a second here, though?
Sure.
For I've been with my husband for 7 years, and I met his children a year after, and I met the in-laws and, you know, his child's mother afterwards. And it's just been hell. These women have done nothing but bash me. They've put up every sort of block. So, you know, children, depending on how, you know, how intuitive the child is or how just more evolved the child is, sometimes children can see beyond that. But usually at a certain point, children can't. Or, you know, it's a torn loyalty, which I understand. It's a divided loyalty. At mm-hmm. this stage in the game, he's developing some disciplinary issues, and I don't want to deal with that. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, it's your choice. What I'm going to suggest for you is one thing, is to shield yourself in a diamond dome of protection. It's very simple. All you do is every morning, as soon as you get up, call in Archangel Michael and say, Archangel Michael, I call you forward. Please surround me in a diamond dome of protection above and below and all around. And that's all you have to do. And if you do that, some of this negativity that is actually entering your energy light body and hurting you, it will stop some of that, because you're empathically, we can't help it but take some of it in, but we can block it. So you have to, the other thing is to remove yourself from the source of the negative energy, which I'm sure you know is have less association. That's all that you can do. And
yeah.
if you surrender this to God, and that is really at the point where you are, because you're not capable of taking care of this on your own, if you surrender it, then he will have it fall off the discord. He will manage the discord. He will not expect you to take care of it. He will do it. So it's really about surrender. It's really about protecting yourself. And if you choose not to help, that's your choice. You know, we all have choice. If you're looking for the most harmonious situation, you should participate to the degree that you can. And that's all that I'm going to say on it, because it is choice, and your choice will have a rippling effect. You know?
And unfortunately, like I said, no matter what you do, or honestly, no matter what anyone ever does, it's never going to be good enough for these two women, period.
Well, yeah.
I'm going with you, sister.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I've tried. I've done all that I could do in the last 6 years, and nothing was good enough. And so now I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to continue to give. I just know it.
Right.
I'm not going to give that to you. It's not fair to me.
Well, the thing is, too, Melissa, I got to tell you something I learned with my ex-stepfather-in-law. Some people deliberately twist generosity, kindness, morals, and values for weakness. Instead of appreciating the gift of generosity and morals, values, love, understanding, flexibility, they go, oh, well, if she gives this, then she'll give more. Oh, she gave more, let's make her do more. They don't appreciate these gifts.
Right.
And they warp them to their own, whatever they're doing with them. And that's something I learned, that no matter what you do for some people, it's always like, oh, okay, great. Now I want this. Okay, good. Now I want this.
So no matter what you do, it's never going to be good. It's more like
exactly. It's more like what's that word? Not a gift. What's that word I'm looking for? It's more of a given. They take it as a given and not a present. Like it's their right.
Right. Entitlement issues.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly,
girl.
You got it.
I got it.
Okay.
Okay, Melissa, I hope we helped you, and just remember, consider the source and surround yourself with that Diamond Dome of Protection every day, and you'll see that some of that energy won't be attacking you. So we wish you the best of luck, and feel free to give us a call.
Thank you. I appreciate you both. Thank you.
Anytime.
You're welcome. And for everybody, you can reach us at the network of ChristianPsychics.com. We do private readings. Alan and I both are really excellent readers and healers. So if you need a healing or a cleansing for financial problems or for health problems, please consider giving us a call for a private reading. We're going to, in the chat room, somebody asked about, at the beginning of the show, about the time frame. And if we have time at the end of the show, I'd like to discuss what's going on as far as the shift that's happening. But we have quite a few callers, so I just want to go on to the next caller. And if you wait to the end of the show, hopefully I'll be able to get a few minutes more in on the shift that's occurring now and August. So we're going to go right on to 614, Alan. 614, you're on the air.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey,
Columbus, Ohio.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I speak with you guys on last Sunday, and I still have two or three questions today, which is Jay told me my ex, we're supposed to get back together on August. So my question today, do you guys see what exactly date that is going to happen? And do you see him going to talk to me or get in touch with me this month? If it's yes, when you guys is about to be in 2 weeks or it's going to be in a couple of days? And my other question, is he going to argue with my new man, maybe like a fight or anything like that? So is anybody can help me with those questions?
Do you want to? Go ahead, Ellen, or do you want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm still trying to focus.
I'm feeling like you're going to have problems with him, with the other guy. And I do feel like he's still coming in August. I feel like I don't have a date specific, but I think you're going to have a problem where it's like you want your cake and eat it too, and you can't have both. You know, you can't keep the cake if you're eating it. So I don't know why you would want to bring him back into your energy field and your life. But if you do, then you're going to have some problem.
No, I don't. That's why the reason I called today, to see when exactly that is going to happen so I can be aware with that. And because I was thinking the way he keep following me, if he's going to have any argument or fight with my new man. So that's the many key, like, questions that do I have.
You have choice to make sure that he doesn't re-enter your life. So when he does approach you, just make sure that he understands that it's over. And
right, he argued not.
Yeah, you just have to make sure that he understands it's over. And if you want, I can assist with cutting the cord right now with Archangel Michael. Do you want me to do that?
Oh, I'm sorry, what you're about to do?
Do you want me to cut the cord between you and your ex? So he doesn't...
I have to...
See, That's the thing right there, sweetheart, is that you don't really want him gone. You know he's going to be a problem. You know it's going to be an issue. You know he's going to argue, but you can't cut the ties with him. And that's
but
giving
I'm
him
not,
mixed signals.
I don't know the new guy as much, and we just talked not too, like 2-3 months ago, so I don't know him like.
Yeah, well, I know. I have a pair of old shoes I'm fond of, too. But the thing is, you got to get this new guy a chance. And if it's not this new guy, we've already established this ex is not good for you. We've already established that. You know that.
Yeah.
So write him off, because when you're having somebody else come in like that, their whole presence, either willingly or unwillingly, is blocking up everything else. And you have to do it. So if you want, now Reverend Jay is really good at this cord cutting. He can help you cut these cords so you can move on and get the kind of relationship you deserve. And you got to, just because, I mean, like I said, everybody loves their old shoes, but we got to go out and get new ones too. And that's what I think. He's comfortable and familiar, but he's not right. You know that.
So.
Jay,
I'm sorry about that.
What I want to say is this, too. You are creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. So when you think the worst is going to happen, the worst will happen. So if you dismiss this man for good, when you're ready, now that I've listened to some of the conversation, I don't want to cut the cord until you're absolutely ready. And if you're feeling absolutely sure you want no more relationship with this other guy next week, then give us a call next week, and then I can cut the cord for you, because I don't like people to make snap decisions on a love cord or a relationship cord. And I think you have fond feelings of this guy, even though he's not good for you. So I'm going to say that you need to really choose what you want to bring forward, because you're creating what you want. You're the creator. You choose. Do you understand that?
Yes. My other question, me and my ex, we had a plan to travel, to go to cruise, and which is, I think we was already paid it. So do you think he's going to travel by himself soon, or what exactly is going to happen?
I'm not getting anything. I just got a big black wall.
Like him to go to jail?
No, just a void. Jay, did you get something?
I'm feeling he's going to go on it without you.
Okay. So do you see him go to jail or anything like that?
That's still up in the air. They're saying that hasn't been decided yet.
Okay.
So there's a possibility he's going to go to jail.
Okay. And then my last question is, I was thinking to move, to get a new place. Do you guys see a move or to do anything like that?
I'm getting a move would be good for you. How about you, Ellen?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. We both think you should move, and we hope that was helpful, and we have to move on to our next caller. And feel free to give us a call, or you can get a private reading at the network of ChristianPsychics.com. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
I hope we were helpful. Bye-bye. Okay, let's just go right on, Ellen, to 850. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, who's this, and where are you calling from?
My name is Sheila. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Sheila. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I was wondering if you could see what any messages or what's upcoming.
Okay. Are you having some trustworthy problems with your relationship?
With a friend, yeah.
Okay. I feel like that is a significant issue right now for you, and I'm gonna pass this on to Ellen, and I'll give you my final message right before after Ellen. So there you go,
Thank
Ellen.
You.
Thanks.
Okay. Can I have your name again, please?
Sheila.
Sheila.
Sheila. Okay. Thank you. You know, it's really weird. So when you're talking, all I can see is like a pendulum.
Really?
Like tick tock, tick tock, tick tock.
I wonder what that means.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out. It's just really weird. It's like tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. I feel like maybe like the time. I think it's more like time just moving on. And I'm getting the feeling when it comes to something like trust issues, this is something you need to do is move on.
Oh.
Because it doesn't feel, you know, because sometimes you can forgive people and that's fine, but you can't go back to where you were.
No,
and
it's not going to ever be the same.
No, and, you know, and I'm not saying you have to, like, be mad and whatever, but I have a feeling with this friend, you're always going to be looking over your shoulder. You're not going to get the comfort you need for a friend, like when you talk to them and you talk about your fears or your hopes or whatever, that they're not going to go tell everybody else. And you kind of need that safety valve when you can talk to somebody and share secrets, like we all do. But
yeah.
I feel like this person, you're just going to be looking over your shoulder every time you say something.
Yeah, I was told that she was, I didn't know for years. I just recently found out that she was selling some information. I thought I was confiding in her, so.
Yeah. That's my advice. I think that maybe the pendulum says the clock is running out on this friendship, or it means that you need to march on.
Yeah, I think so, too. And
okay.
I'm moving as well. Do you see that as
Darn
a
it.
Good move? For
I was just going to say that I see a new home for you, but you said I'm moving right before I said it. I was
oh, I'm sorry.
Get in there. The other thing that I feel like, do you have a relationship that you're still holding on to that's over?
I'm not really holding on to it. I just don't understand what happened and why it happened.
Okay. I feel like that there's a chance that you might go back to that relationship, that there's going to be an opportunity. That didn't sound positive, but I feel like there's an opportunity that's going to present itself, is what they're saying, and you might have a resurgence in that relationship. So
I
don't know.
That person's engaged, so I don't know.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
funny. That's interesting.
Yeah, sudden events may change. So just be open for it. And if it's not something you're interested in, know that you're not interested in it and laugh when it happens.
You know, it's interesting. Somebody said we're going to be together last year. So that's really interesting.
Okay. I can't only tell you what they tell me. So,
okay, great.
So I hope we helped you, and feel free to give us a call. We're here every Sunday, 6 to 8, and I hope this has been, it's interesting. Just be open to whatever, source brings you. That's what life really is. It's about experiencing and growing in your enlightenment. So, those are the choices that are going to present.
Those are your last words?
Yes.
That's your final answer, Jay?
Yeah, final answer, please.
That's it.
Okay, well,
so we wish you
thank
much
you.
Love.
Thank you. I don't want to take any more time. I'll call back next week if I need to. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. sometimes when you get those messages and they're like, oh, God.
I know, right?
Okay, we're going to go on to 313. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Good.
Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Good. My name's Mike, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Okay. Mike, do you have a question for us?
Well, I do. I have this, and actually I kind of changed it midway, but I keep having this reoccurring shoulder issue.
Okay.
And it's, you know, it seems I've had a healing before last year, and it cleared it up, and it's kind of come back, and it's weird because it's not muscle or anything like that, because I can still kind of work out, but as long as I can kind of manage the pain a little bit.
Okay, I can tell you this. I can do a treatment on you right now while Ellen talks to you, and I'll see if I can't shift it for you.
Usually when something like that, Mike, it's a weight of the world on the shoulder thing. It's like you have something like really pressing on you constantly.
Ellen, hold on a second. Like, would you like me to do a treatment on you right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead, Ellen. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I needed to know.
No, I thought you were already going to do it. Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't hear him say yes. Okay.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay. Sorry. That's what I was feeling, because what I could just feel is it your right shoulder?
Yes.
Yeah, I can just feel it. Like it's like somebody has. And I don't mean entity or weird stuff. I mean like it's like some issue is just constantly pressing on you. It's like a press forcing your shoulder down.
Okay.
It's just really weird. If it's not muscular or neuromuscular, it seems more like you have someone either trying to get you a message or an issue that you've been ignoring just weighing on you. Because a lot of people don't realize this all the time, but emotions can lodge in our muscles.
Okay.
And emotions can sit there. And if you don't get rid of them or confront them, it just goes to a source of physical unease.
Interesting, because I've been working on building my business over the past year and a half, 2 years. And, I made a geographical move a few months ago, and everything's going well. I'm creating like crazy and then kind of getting pretty much everything I asked for. And this just kind of happened, I'm going to say less than a month ago, and it's more of an aggravation than anything.
Yeah, it just seems like something is pressing on you for some reason. Some kind of issue, or it's like the divine has its hand on your shoulder trying to tell you something.
Hmm.
So, I can't really see what it is, though, the whole thing. It's like, it's not guilt, is it?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, work-related, but.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't have a relationship with my dad and stuff like that, so, I mean, I don't know. Who knows, could be something from that.
Could be. I mean, guilt doesn't have to be like, oh, well, I feel so guilty. Guilt can be very minor stuff, too.
Right.
And it's really up to you if you really want to pursue a relationship with your dad. I know being estranged from my family, most of it, I get that. But sometimes it's good to make peace so when they pass away, you don't feel even worse. You know,
doesn't mean you
have to go back, and it doesn't mean you have to be like the best buddies and everything will be all wonderful. But if you feel it's right for you to make a step to just more like some kind of conciliary thing, I think that will definitely help. It doesn't have to be, you know, hey, let's get together for every family, you know, meeting and, you know, whatever. You don't have to do all that. Even if you call once every 2 months or something.
Right.
I mean, you're making an effort. I think that's going to help ease it up a lot. Because I think something that's really weighing on you, that's something that you don't think about.
I'm sorry. Tell me if you felt a shift, Mike. Did you feel a shift?
Yeah, it's not there.
Okay, it's okay because I did feel a shift, and I feel like it'll give you some relief. It'll be better in even better in 3 days. I feel like you need to drink like 6 to 10 glasses of water for the next 3 days. I think it's gone. They're actually confirming it now. It's gone. And I think Ellen's right with what she's telling you about your stress is bringing it on. And they're telling me, they're confirming it's the stress, and they're telling me that good financial news is coming forward for you. So, and you're going to be taking up in another area, completely different of movement. So I don't know what that means, but because they're just saying area.
Because right now I'm kind of in, I'm starting a sales job tomorrow, which is just kind of whatever. You know, it's a nice little salary plus commission, but I've been working on commercial finance, rebuilding that career. And then I am also newly kind of like a medium.
Oh, okay. Well, I really feel like that good financial news is happening for you. So
awesome.
Be positive that the changes that you're are just exactly what you're manifesting. You have been manifesting this.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
Just honor yourself, be in gratitude, and always be authentic. And with your sales, they're saying the more authentic you are, the greater your sales are going to be. So don't try to BS people.
Right.
So,
No. And that's kind of the approach that I'm looking to kind of develop for myself, is take this spirituality and kind of develop into a sales avenue as well with it, and being authentic and kind of almost redevelop, almost come up with, like, not necessarily, I mean, it's only a technique and it'll only work if you actually are sincere enough, but kind of work into that and kind of develop something like that and teach others with it.
Yeah, I really feel it's going to move forward for you, and it's going to bring you some cash. So I hope that really helped you.
I'm going to the gym right now, and I literally don't feel anything in my shoulder.
Good.
That's awesome.
I know that the energy work I do really works for people that, you know, it depends what it is. Like, I haven't cured cancer yet, but
we're working on it, though.
Yet is the key word.
Yes, that was the key word. I'm glad you were perceptive enough to hear that. Great. I hope you feel really good. Don't overdo your shoulder. Remember, I just worked on it. So,
yep.
You know, like 3 days is what I want from you. Water and
absolutely. What you can do about your dad. See what you can do about it. Whatever you can do to alleviate it a little bit. Like I said, doesn't have to be perfect, et cetera, but see what you can do to alleviate it a bit.
Awesome, guys.
Believe me, you'll be really happy you did when time comes.
Oh, I'm sure. And I know it's inevitable that I've got to do it, so.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Mike, and feel free to give us, if you want a private reading, a call at the network of ChristianPsychics.com, and if you... otherwise, you can reach us every Sunday, 6 to 8 p.m. here. So thank you for calling, and feel free to call in next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay. So we're going to go right on to 661.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Brandy.
Hi, Brandy. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, my question is what you see coming up with my career. What's going on with
okay.
the career area?
I'm going to send you right to Ellen because I'm a little distracted, and I'm going to pull my energy back in, and then I'll tell you what I get afterwards. So here you go, Ellen. Thank you.
Hey, you know, it's weird. I had this vision of a person stepping on, like, Did you ever see those, like, at the airport, those people movers? You step on them and they just move you along like an escalator without steps.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm feeling, that you're moving forward. Although, I'm just wondering if the career you're in is the one you're supposed to stay in.
I'm not in one right now.
It might be something different than what you're used to. Because I just feel like it's moving forward, the energies are moving forward, that you're stuck.
Yeah, that's exactly how I've been feeling, stuck.
Yeah. And we talked about this at the beginning of the show, about the shift, the energy shift. But I do feel like there's like an alleviation in 2 to 3 weeks. But I'm just wondering if it's going to be what you want or you think it's going to be, or if it's going to be something entirely new.
I'm open to all possibilities.
Yeah. Have you put in more applications?
Yes, I have been.
Okay. I was feeling 2 to 3 weeks is the stick. Jay?
Okay. Is it my turn?
It is.
Try to. Okay, Brandy, I'm getting what's holding you back is you have some sadness that you're not letting go. What's going on where you're so sad?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been trying to let that go, but it keeps coming back.
Okay. Is it because of relationship or money, or what is it that's weighing so heavy on you?
Honestly, I think it's everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just like everything hasn't worked out.
How long has it been going on for?
Probably the last 3 or 4 years.
Okay, it's been a while. So, okay. What I'm getting is a couple of things. I'm getting that you need to relieve that sadness. That's what's holding you back a little bit. I do see some good news coming forward for you, so get excited about a new job where you're going to feel outgoing, because something, it feels like you haven't been pushing yourself out or been outgoing in quite a while to me, and this is going to be
right.
Something that, okay, yeah, I feel like that this is going to give you some self-confidence that you need. Another thing is once you get reestablished or when your finances get better, you might want to think about a clearing, because something that goes on for that length of time is consistent with something that needs to be cleared. And it's not something we can just do on the show, unfortunately, because it's the type of clearing that you need is what I call is an origin. You have to get to the seed thought that has started this escalation. And so what you need to do...
I've been trying to clear it myself, and I haven't been able to do it. I've been trying, but it's just not... What I'm doing is not working.
Right. You probably need to go to somebody that has more experience with besides cord cutting, but also I see that there's... to me, they look like skin tags on your heart. And to me, it's how many... Have you had 2 really bad relationships?
Oh, yeah. Maybe 3. Yeah.
3? Okay. I see 2 actual tears or skin tags. I call them their tears, where they have this little piece of... it looks like a skin tag is all I can say. That, you know, I don't know how to describe
mm-hmm.
it. And it's something that actually needs to be mended for a new relationship to come in, and so that they can, so the cord can attach correctly in the next relationship. The other thing that I see that's going on is that you have let your goddess go a little bit out of your body, and it's not that she's far away; she's just not in there anymore. And so, try in your meditations to call your goddess back in.
What does
and
that
try,
mean?
Well, every woman or a woman is a goddess. She actually is. We're all of divine energy. We're all from God. A man is a hero. A woman is a goddess. And the female energy, when you've been hurt, will separate because it causes you to be disjointed, and it causes actually the things that you're saying. It causes discord in all areas of your life. And it's not one thing in particular, and you can't seem to hold a job for any length of time. You can't be in a relationship for any length of time. And your finances are, every time you get some, it's all of a sudden depleted. And that kind of back and forth is a separation. And so if you can pull your goddess back in, which is your foundation, your basis of your true identity, and I feel like in one of those two relationships, you separated. Or you said you had three, but one of the two I don't know why I keep getting two, because I only see the two skin tags. That's why I'm saying that. And it may be that by the third one that you already, it didn't hurt you to the degree that the other two did. So,
right.
Okay. So, by calling that goddess back in, it will reestablish your identity and your self-value and your self-worth. It's all about self-love. You have to love yourself. That is what everybody's here to connect to our God self and love ourselves to the degree, you know, that we possibly can enlighten ourselves to. And when you're really connected and you become a clear and perfect channel, then energy just flows through you. Love flows through you, and you really help everyone that's around you only by being yourself. And so, you actually have separated a little bit. It's a difficult process to get in by yourself. But what I would do, if you're not interested in myself or Ellen doing the work, I would check around and see what it costs to with other psychics that you feel comfortable with or that does healing work. And what you want to do is you want to get to the seed source. So it's actually going to be attending the Akashic record, because that's where the seed source or contract is written, and it has to be changed. And when you're there, since they're there, then you can have them pull your goddess in for you, so that it all happens at one time rather than trying to piecemeal these things together. So that's what I would suggest for you. And it's a difficult choice to do it, and just make sure you feel really comfortable with the person that's going to be doing it for you. Okay?
Okay, so things will get better?
Yeah, you're going to have a little bit of good news coming forward relatively shortly, like Ellen said, and really try to pull that goddess back in as much as you can.
Okay.
And be positive. Be positive. Okay.
Okay,
I hope that helped, and we're going to go right on to the next caller. Thank you, Brandy. Remember, everybody can get a private reading or a healing at the network of ChristianPsychics.com. The next caller is going to be 832. 832, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Melissa. I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Hi, Melissa. Do you have a question for us?
I do. I was calling for a reading regarding my career, kind of what you see coming up or what you feel within my energy.
Okay. I'm going to send you right to Ellen. Go ahead,
okay.
Ellen. Thanks.
Something's going to happen really soon. I saw this big, bright burst of energy.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. It was like a firework. You know, those little ball fireworks that are up in the sky, the really huge ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I saw. So whatever's happening, it's happening soon. It's going to happen quick. And it's going to kind of light your way.
Wonderful. Good.
But I'm kind of wondering about your emotional state.
Oh. Yeah, I'm a little
underlying. And that's perfectly understandable. I mean, it is. It's just that your emotional state doesn't really help the finances. Have you registered with an agency?
No, I'm currently working. It's just, you know, I would like to do something a little bit different. So, no, I am working already.
Yeah, but I just have a feeling that you need to or thought of registering with an agency that could help you find a better job. Like, I guess they call them headhunters?
Yeah, headhunters.
Can you really get out of there? Because I just don't know. It's just under, it's like dark water. Like, it's really happy on the outside, but on the underscore, it's like very dark water
mm-hmm.
of your emotions right now.
Right. We have a lot of family going on, too. So maybe that's mixing in it. So.
Yeah, I'm sure it doesn't help.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you got to understand something. You can, you can pick flowers, but you can't pick your family.
I like that. Yeah.
Well, it's not nicer than the other version, which is kind of gross. So,
yeah, right.
So I just like, you know, people are who people are. And unfortunately, we can't change them into who we want them to be or who we think we want them to be. You just have to kind of accept them and you're okay. Because I know I have this girl at work that tells on everybody. And somebody said, oh, she's in the district the director of operations office complaining about you. I'm like, okay. I mean, I can get upset about it, but it's not going to change anything.
Right.
And the same thing with your family and everything else. I mean, you can get upset about it, and you would have a right to be, but it's really not going to change anything.
You're right.
And I think that's the underlying sort of like a, what's the word? An erosion. And what's happening, it's going to burst more. But maybe you can do some, you know, whatever you can do to kind of protect yourself and kind of go, okay. So when they call gossiping to you, which I know they do, about
mm-hmm.
other people in the family, you just say, okay. Well, did you know double? Yeah, okay. Don't you have anything to say about that? Nope. And you'll see it's going to turn off like a valve.
Okay, good.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So when
exactly.
your mom or your sister calls back and starts talking about your dad or your brother or your aunt or whatever, go, okay.
Okay.
Or say, do you have anything positive to tell me? Did you know, blah, 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 blah? They'll be like, they wouldn't even know what to do with themselves.
Right.
But don't feed it. Don't feed into it. The more you feed into it, the more it's going to erode.
Right.
Jay?
Okay.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, Melissa, I'm getting that you have great sadness and that you need to forgive yourself. Have you done any self-forgiving or have you forgiven people that you feel like you can never forgive? Have you released that?
I thought I did, but it seems to sneak up on me sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. So I think you need to do some more of that releasing. And what you don't want to do is you don't want to bring it back into your life. So every time you get that thought, just say, I've learned from this, and I release it, and I no longer need it. Thank you. And just surrender it to God.
Mm-hmm.
And it will move on.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel like it's hanging on a little bit. And the thing that are you up for a promotion?
Not that I'm aware of, but I'm hoping that something happens within my current company.
Okay. Well, I actually feel like I don't know, within 3 months something's going to happen. That's why I wondered if you were up for a promotion. So 3 is coming across really strong for me, and so you'll have to let us know how that goes. I feel like if you release some of this, do some self-forgiving. Just remember, you know, forgiveness is not for them, it's for you. When you carry the poison of unforgiveness, you're poisoning yourself. When you forgive somebody, it's a release for you. You don't have to carry it. The person that you're not forgiving, believe it or not, they don't know that you didn't forgive them. You know, because you're carrying it, not them. They don't. They have their own thing that they're carrying. When you don't forgive, it's all you that suffers. It's all the poisons in you. Once you release it, then you're free, and it opens up opportunity to come in something new. And I really feel like good news is coming forward for you. Just try to, you know, be as happy as you can in your home life. And I think you'll be surprised in 3 months.
And also, too, I want to tell you something I read on Yahoo. This is really funny. They were talking about road rage, actually. And somebody wrote in and said that she had a near miss in a taxi going to Kennedy. And the guy who almost caused the accident started screaming at the taxi, and the taxi guy just smiled and waved. And she's like, "Why are you doing that?" And she said, "You know, miss, people are dump trucks. They run around all day with their garbage, and they're just looking for somewhere to dump it or on someone to dump it on."
Oh,
and that's
something.
I know, isn't that kind of cool? And
yeah.
You smile and wave, just like those memories come back. Like, you remember 14 years ago? Yeah, whatever, bye. You know what I'm saying? The same thing. I get the same thing sometimes. Things sneak up on me. I'm like, oh, please, that happened 20 years ago. Give it a rest.
Right.
And it stops. And just remember, everybody driving around are trucks. Some people are dump trucks. We all carry something, all of us. But a lot of people who are dump trucks, they run around trying to find people to make miserable and to dump their stuff on.
Makes perfect sense. Now that I think about it that way, I like that.
Great. I hope that helped, Melissa. And feel free to give us a call next week, 6 to 8, if you have any more questions. And we thank you for calling. Have a
nice night.
For anybody that wants a private reading, remember you can reach us at thenetworkofchristianpsychics.com. We're going to make these next callers a little bit shorter, Ellen, because we're coming to the half an hour mark, and I want to get everybody in. And
okay.
So the next person is going to be a 469. 469, you're on the air.
Hi, this is LaShondra.
Hey.
Hi, LaShondra. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. Basically, I just turned 30 last Friday, and I don't have any children, and that's what I've been hoping for and praying about. So I'm just wondering, what do you see around me and family?
I actually feel like you're going to have a family life and that you're in a trustworthy relationship. Is that true?
Yes. We've been through a lot, but we started over, and it is so much better this time.
Yeah, I feel like you're at a whole new level and that you need to trust your intuition, and you need to care for yourself and take some time for yourself, because I feel like I still feel like you're going to have a happy family life. But I'll pass you right on to Ellen.
That's what I was feeling. I think it's going to take a little bit longer than what you had hoped. But, I'm sorry?
Like, how much longer?
I'm not sure. Kids are unpredictable. Seriously, I mean, I could feel it like a little girl. But they're very unpredictable, and I don't know if there's waiting for the times right, but you have to kind of keep this good energy flowing.
Okay.
And if you obsess about too much, you'll accidentally just block yourself out.
Maybe that's what I've been doing, Dan.
Yeah, I got kind of focused, and,
I was thinking about going to see a nutritionist and everything, like.
Well,
does your husband feel about the same way about this? He wants children too?
Yeah, he expressed to me that he does. He's ready. He has a child from a previous relationship, but he's ready for,
Okay, well, there's nothing wrong about changing your nutrition and stuff, but please, if you obsess about it too much, you're going to knock yourself out.
Right. What I just want to say quickly, because we've got to move on quickly, is that I feel like within 7 months, you're going to have that news that says, hey, we're on our way. So, but be happy, you know, be excited and be really happy at home, you know, and honoring your husband and yourself with, you know, true happiness. And that will bring forth that fertility that you're, and definitely diet is definitely a really at this time important. And I would eat as much root vegetables as you can. So, and that's for everybody. It's not just for you, Lissandra. And so we wish you the best of luck. And actually, let me know within 7 months. You know, I feel like you're going to have some baby bells. And I actually, I'm not going to say what I think it is, but I think Ellen
said
it already.
Yeah, I think girl. Think pink.
I'm feeling female, too, so... So let us know, because we're really interested in knowing. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, bye. Okay, so we're going to go right on to 603. 603,
hi.
You're on the air. Hi, who's
hi.
Listening? Where are you
my name
from?
Is Val.
Hi, Val.
Hi. My
and
name is Val.
Where are you calling from?
New Hampshire. Sorry. I'm in New Hampshire.
Do you have a question for us?
Lord. Let's see where to begin. I guess, what do you see coming up?
As far as?
General.
Anything, like life in general.
Okay. I feel like you're going to, something good is coming up for you, and I feel like there's a new, that you have some kind of new idea that you're mulling over. Is that true? That's going to lead you to, yeah, a new idea that's going to lead you to some success, new self success.
A new idea. What is it pertaining to? Like, I mean, I could have a new idea about 1,000 different areas of life.
I don't know. They're not actually saying. They're saying have confidence in yourself that, that you're going to have a new idea that's going to bring you some happy outcome. Are you already started something? That you want to come to fruition? That's at a temporary
spot. Not really lately.
Okay.
Not
did
that
you start
I
something?
Think of.
Okay. Now, let me try to get in more here. Okay, you have some unnecessary worry is what they're saying. They're saying that you you planted a seed a while ago, and it was in a temporary pause. And they're saying that you have great inner strength and to that you're going to have a happy outcome, and none of that resonates with you?
Not really.
Okay, I'm going to pass you on to Ellen then, because possibly I'm not sure.
Okay, thank you.
First of all, what's that in the background?
That's, what is it, my AC or my kitty?
It's probably kitty going, meow, meow.
Yeah, that's my kitty. She's a very talkative little girl.
Oh, mine's just snoozing away on my bed. See here. I don't know. I just, when Jay was talking, I just feel like you're kind of pressing down some of the pain you're feeling, which I understand, but you're not releasing it.
Pressing
and,
down some of the pain?
Yeah, it's like there's things going on, but you're just kind of ignoring them instead of addressing them.
I'm not quite sure because I'm pretty bold and I address pretty much everything I need to address.
Yeah,
and then some things I don't need to address, I address.
Yeah, well, that's kind of your defense mechanism.
Right, maybe it is, but I mean, what I'm saying is I'm bold, so if something needs to be addressed, you better believe I'm the one to address it.
Right, but do you have to address it? Is it that the world going to explode because you didn't address something that really may not have been your issue to begin with?
I don't know, but you just told me that there's something that I'm pressing my...
I'm wondering that I
need to address. You told me that I need to address something, but I do, so that doesn't apply, I guess.
Well, I'm just wondering. What I'm wondering is that if this is all, like, you're saying you're being bold.
I just say what I need to say or what I feel, you know, I have to say. But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody knows the type of person I am, and they're accepting of it, and, you know, that's me. That's who I am.
Yeah, but I just wonder what I'm feeling is, but the best thing, I keep on getting defense. The word defense a lot.
Do you have a particular question? We're running out of time as well. Do you have a particular
say that
question?
Again? A specific question? Sure. I guess I'll ask you something more specific. I'd like to know what you see with a gentleman named Jeffrey and myself.
Well, I feel like it's a good relationship and that it's going to move forward. That must be your happy outcome, because they said that there was a happy outcome before.
I've known him 14 years, and he and I haven't talked in about a year and a half. And I just wondered if you saw that coming back around.
And that makes sense of the temporary standstill on something that you liked or a seed that you planted. So remember how I said those things? So I'm still getting that that it is going to be a possibility to have a relationship. And I feel like you started something a long time ago, and it's going to be
a long time ago. Do you know when that might happen?
I'm getting that. Okay, go ahead, Ellen. What are you getting?
I was pretty much getting what Jay was getting. But I'm wondering it's going to be a lot more work than you think it is. It's going to be good, but it's going to be a lot of work. And I'm wondering if you're really ready for that.
Yes, I am.
You really?
I am, trust me. But when do you see it might happen? I guess that's my...
I'm seeing more contact within the next few weeks. I don't see fruition until later, but I'm seeing a lot of preliminary contact.
Okay, because he won't respond to a thing I send him.
Yeah, but that must be the defense.
I feel like he's going to respond. I think Ellen's got it pretty close. I feel like it's going to be in August. So... Yeah, you're going to have to, I actually feel like all the things that I was telling you, it's just that you weren't relating it to a relationship, was pretty well right on. So I hope that helped, and we really have to move on. So
I know.
You can let us know, you know, by the end of August how things go.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you guys all, and many blessings to you all.
And to you.
Yeah, namaste, namaste.
Thanks.
Okay, we're going to go right on to 805. 805,
Hi.
You're on the air. Hi, who's
Hi,
this and where are you calling?
Sabrina from California.
Katrina, did you say?
Sabrina.
Could you spell it, please?
S-A-B-R-I-N-A.
Oh, Sabrina. Okay, Sorry about that. It's just that you're breaking up a little bit. Do you have a specific question for us?
I've been a little not sure of what I'm being told from Spirit about a relationship. And I was just wondering if you can, if you get something from Spirit that might help clear up what I'm feeling.
Do you have a first name?
Julian.
Julian and Sabrina. Okay, I'm going to pass you right on to Ellen, and I'll tell you what I get right after her.
I think this guy, I don't think this guy is really good for you. For some reason, if the first thing that came to my head was he's mostly more interested in himself.
Okay.
How he's feeling, how he's doing what he wants to do. I just don't see a two-way street here with him.
Okay.
Jay?
I actually feel like you're going to be having some relationship. I feel like that you need to bring forward... are you having a health problem?
No.
Is he?
He might. He's been trying to lose weight.
Okay. I feel like that, you know, you're going to be able to have a relationship if you want it. It's going to be a choice. I think there's some things that you're going to have to work through, but I think you're going to be able to work through it if you want. And like Alan said, I feel like he's a little bit self-absorbed. So whether you want to tolerate that or not is a choice. Remember, what you can control, give it to God, surrender it, and ask for what's in your best and highest interest, and allow God to bring it forward, and he can make the changes that you can't control. So don't worry about controlling, and free yourself of some of that burden that you're carrying, because you feel like you're carrying a lot of stress or burden. And
I feel like I'm the one that needs to pursue the relationship, and I don't know if that's something
right.
I need to do.
That's what I felt like, too.
It should be a two-way thing. I mean, it's good to pursue an interest, let somebody know you're interested, but you can't have a relationship by yourself.
Yeah, that's kind of
right.
Where it's at, and maybe I don't feel comfortable completely going there because I don't feel like he is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the possibility of what I'm just confused and trying to figure out my feelings. And
right.
So maybe I should wait and be patient.
Yeah.
Or,
surrender it. Surrender it and
right.
Say, hey, God, I can't figure this out on my own. Because I feel like you can have a relationship if you choose. But what you want, instead of choosing something that you don't want, surrender it to ask the universe to bring what's in your best and highest interest. And if he brings him forward, then you'll know it's in your best and highest interest. If it doesn't bring him forward, then, you know, hey, the next, you're available for what's in your best and highest interest, and that will step forward. Somebody
okay.
will perk up or jump into your life. So because we just looked at the one guy, I'm not into the future, you know, try to think of, you know, how you want to really move forward and allow it. You know,
okay.
you want what's best and highest interest, and that honors you as a complete woman. And I kind of feel what Ellen said, you know, if you can chase him and you'll have some kind of relationship. He is self-absorbed, and so maybe that is a signal right away that, you know, this really isn't in your best and highest interest. But like I said, you have choice, so you get to choose. And I hope you found this interesting and helpful. And
I did. Thank you so much.
Good. Thank you for calling. And oops, I cut her off. Okay, sorry about that. We're going to go right on to our next caller, which is 435. 435,
Hello.
You're
Hi.
Hi, who's this and where are you calling from?
My name is Tina and I'm from Delta, Utah.
Delta. Okay. Do you have a question for us, Tina?
Yes, I was looking into a investment in like a home-based business, but it takes quite an investment. And I wasn't sure if it would be good for me. Like, I like their products, and I just didn't know if it'd be successful in such a itty-bitty town.
Is it? Well, I think, can I ask you what it is?
It's a, like, supplement, a Kayani.
Well, you know, a lot of, I think what's happening, a part of it is that you're looking at it, but you're looking at it in a limited way. I mean, yeah, you could be successful, but there's a lot of people doing supplements and stuff on, like, Facebook and eBay and Craigslist, and I didn't know how comfortable you felt expanding that way.
Oh, I can learn to do anything. I'm not a lot on the internet or computer.
Yeah, because I'm wondering about...
I just don't have access to a computer right now.
Yeah, because I think that's the biggest thing that, you know, you would need to do is do more of the, you know, online stuff. And, you know, you can't limit yourself just to your one town physically.
Right.
Right.
But a lot of
I actually feel like it's a big investment. So what they're saying to me is that, and they said it pretty clearly, that you're ready and you have the resources to do it, but do you have the follow through? And that is going to be the trick in the whole thing. And they're kind of saying that that I don't know if you have the follow-through, but they say life can be magical if you choose. And so if you choose this to be your dream, if you choose this to be your career, and you choose this to be a success, guess what? It can happen for you. It's a choice. And we're going into a time frame, which we were talking about in the beginning. We just did a shift, and this new shift is the end of a circle and the beginning of the new circle. And so time is going to be speeding up quite a bit more, as I don't know if you've noticed how fast time's going, but for you, I see it shifting and then going. And that means...
Jay?
Yeah, I do notice that the time has been flying by. And it's just this last week, everything negative has been happening.
Is Jay still on?
What?
Can you hear him?
Yeah, no, I can't hear him. I can hear you.
Oh, cool. Jay? He disappeared.
Oh.
That happens on Blog Talk Radio. But you can still talk to me. Go ahead.
Is that I kind of broke my car. I parked in front of a tree stump and didn't see that it was there when I went to move forward, and it took out my car. And I didn't know if I'm going to have the insurance is going to pay for it or not. I'm worried about it.
I don't know, because that's sort of like a unnatural hazard, but it could, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking, yeah, I just, you know, I just think that you need to slow down and pull back. Maybe it, can you do the supplements on a minimal level, or shadow somebody who already has it done, or go on their own? I think they have, that usually things like that have webinars that you can listen to.
Yeah.
But you really need to get your computer done.
Program, so I can go to the library, but it's
exactly, it's
limited,
it's,
you know,
it's limited, but at least until you're ready to really fully commit and pull everything back in line.
Right.
Right. I'm
there
back.
You are.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. All of a sudden I'm talking and it just went away. And so it's just like my ex-wife. I was talking and she went away. It's okay.
Well, my husband wished it was that easy with me. He'd talk, I'd go away. He can't get that lucky.
I'm sorry about that, Tina. I hope we were helpful. Did we answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, you can have a good one. And feel free to call in next week. If you call early in the show, we can do a little further analysis.
Yeah, okay. I got mixed up on the times.
Okay, no problem.
We're about a two-hour difference.
Yeah, well, we're here 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the Eastern on Eastern time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's go on to the next caller, which is 917. 917,
hello?
You're on the air. Hi, who's
Hi, guys,
where are you calling from?
Oh, my name is Ashiel, A-S-H-I-L. And I'm calling from New York.
From New York? Is that New York City? Or
New York City.
Okay. Do you have a question for us, Ashiel?
Yes. Yes, I have a question. I just started a new business with another business partner. Actually, he's been in business before, but just pretty much just became partner about 4 months ago. And there's been a lot of tension between us, you know. But, you know, I just, you know, I try my best, you know, to get through it because I think that's to be expected anyway. But, I'm just curious, what do you see in terms of the future, me, the business growing, or what kind of direction it's taking or I'm taking?
Okay, well, I'm getting the right away that it is growing tension that you're having between you, that it's because of the startup and everything. I do feel like you're coming to an end of a phase where it's going to start picking up a little bit. And you need to just hold out a little bit. I'll pass you right on to Ellen and see what
Yeah, this is just growing pains. But if there's any serious issue, you need to make sure it's addressed now.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the things I'm feeling are growing pains.
Yeah, it's just a personality thing. And, you know, you have to learn to know, you know, because we have doing things, we are doing things. So we just have to to compromise, which I'm kind of learning slowly. But what I'm thinking also, believe it or not, I just started this partnership. I'm already thinking about next year or so. I'm even thinking already about kind of branching out on my own, doing other things as well. So I don't know if you guys could pick up on that.
Well, if you're going to branch out next year, I mean, I would look at the priority on this because if you want to branch out, you may not want to do what you're doing now with him. Because, you know, if you can avoid all that issue, you should.
Well, I think this is more of a training for me, a learning experience also, to learn more about business. And when I'm ready, maybe later on, I'm just thinking about right now. So it might be 2 years from now, maybe 3 years from now, but I'm not sure.
Right. Ashiel, I just want to, because we have to kind of make it short because we're towards the end of the show, I just want to tell you that just growing pains and personality conflicts that are minor, go ahead and quit expecting the worst, okay? Know that this is going to succeed and make it succeed. That's the difference in your attitude. You need to shift because you're expecting the worst and you're making things bad. So expect the best and know what's going to happen. And then you will see the shift. I feel like it's going to shift pretty soon. You're almost there, so don't give up yet, okay?
Okay.
And I hope that helps. And if you call in earlier next week, we might be able to look at it a little bit deeper. So any last words, Ellen?
No, I think we pretty much covered that with him.
Great.
Yeah, that was very helpful. I appreciate it. Yeah, it
You're
was
welcome.
Very helpful. I just had to change my attitude. That's all it is.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to go right on to the next caller then, which is going to be an 856. 856, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura. And where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey, okay. Do you have a specific question for us?
I do. I was wondering if you could tell me whether or not you see me meeting Mr. Wright anytime in the near future and getting married.
Well, I got that your soulmate's alive. So that's good news. I mean,
okay.
That's always, when you ask questions like that, I have to figure out, you know, is the person that you really want to meet alive? And he is, and are you going to meet him? Okay, you are going to meet him, and do we have a time frame? It looks like you're going to meet him in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe 5 months is what I'm getting. But I'll pass you on to Ellen and let her see what she has to say.
Well, first, congratulations. You're not going out with a zombie. Good job. next thing is that I was feeling sooner than that. I was thinking 2 to 3 months.
Oh, wow.
But I have to ask you, are you prepared to work and commit to a relationship without the little extra baggage you're carrying around?
Okay, so why did you ask me that question? What brought that up?
Because I guess something I just felt that, you know, people get gung-ho on a relationship,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome, but sometimes there's work involved.
Does that mean if this individual that I'll be meeting, this guy, is problematic?
No.
Or is the problem
no,
lie with me?
No, it means that, no, it's not problems. It's just commitment. And making sure it's both ways.
Well, I'm committed if it's the right guy.
Yeah.
And I feel like it is going to be the right guy. I still am getting around 6 months. So I know that seems like a long time, but make yourself ready. Remember that the more that you do in self and introspection and loving yourself, the more open you're going to be to
Is there anything I need to do to get ready? Do I have to lose weight or anything?
It's about loving yourself. Realize
exactly.
That you are... Realize you are worthy. You're a child of God, and you deserve God's willed perfect happiness. He wills us perfect happiness. We get to choose to have it or not. And if you're not having that perfect happiness, then you need to eliminate those things that are not causing you perfect happiness so that you have room for perfect happiness to come in. So try to do what God is willing. He's willing you perfect happiness. That means love yourself. When you look in the mirror, say, I am worthy. When you look at the mirror, I am good. I've made it this far in my life. I'm proud of myself. I love myself. And it's not narcissistic love. It's true honoring of yourself. And I think you need to do that a little bit. And called affirmations. And you might do a couple post-it pads on a mirror and, you know, just like, I am beautiful. And in your heart, you have a beautiful heart. I can see it's very glowing, big, and it's big. So, and people around you, you're probably very generous because people around you know your heart, how big your heart is. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I thought so. because they're showing it. So I'm gonna have to go ahead, Ellen. Is there
are you getting anything about him or where I'm gonna meet him at, on the job, or what's a name or what he looks like? Anything?
There's only 90 seconds left, and I want to tell you this: you don't want to live your life by a psychic reading. You want to utilize your psychic reading to enhance the possibilities of what you really want. So, if we told you his name was John and you're going to meet him at Dunkin' Donuts, you'd be at Dunkin' Donuts every day. And, you know.
You got that right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you don't want to live your life that. You want God to bring it into you. Okay, there's like 50 seconds. You want the opportunity to come to you, so make yourself available. And
what Jay and I do, Jay and I read, we give you signposts and directions and possibilities that we get from heaven.
Okay.
And it's for you to ingest and think about and see what you can do to apply it to your situation and make you have the best plan from God.
But will we be on the job at least?
Okay, there actually isn't time. You can call in next week and look at it at a little different angle and let you know what we see, and hopefully that will help. And we thank everybody for listening.
When are you next week? When's the next show?
6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're the Network of Christian Psychics.com. If you want to have a free reading, you can reach us at the Network of Christian Psychics.com, and we thank everybody for coming. We had a whole bunch of people in the chat, and we didn't get to them. And I'm sorry if we didn't get to some of the callers that got on at the very end. So thank you, Ellen. It was a great show, and I'll talk to you soon. And thank you.
Okay.
Remember, everybody, you can reach us at the Network of Christian Psychics.com for private readings or healings. Have a great life. Day,
good
night,
everyone.
Namaste. Yeah, namaste. Bye-bye.
Bye.